WGCH News Center time 7:52. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich with her monthly legislative update. And good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
Doing okay. And we're going to talk about a couple of bills you have. One is a firefighter's bill that has a public hearing today. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is a bill that I've absolutely been working on since 2016. Firefighters are at much greater risk of contracting cancer, many forms of cancer, skin, kidney, lymphatic, lymphoma, leukemia, than the average person who is not routinely going into buildings and other enclosed spaces where they're exposed to toxic fumes and poisonous gases. That is what firefighters do every day. And by breathing those fumes in and having their skin and their outer gear exposed to it, they subject themselves to a much greater risk of contracting cancer. And we know this because the research proves it. We now have decades of research that proves that firefighters get cancer at much higher rates than everybody else. The question is, are we going to embrace the science and are we going to recognize in our law that this is the reality? 35 other states have this law. They recognize and compensate firefighters by allowing cancer that is acquired on the job to be considered a line of duty illness. And that means that they would get health benefits and death benefits should they pass away from that illness. I am hoping that after today, when we're going in front of the Labor Committee, this is a bill, again, to allow workers' comp to cover firefighters who contract cancer on the job. We are going to have the world's leading scientist on this issue, Dr. Phil Landergan, is going to be testifying live. Actually, he's the first person. I'm going to be introducing him. And he's really a remarkable person. Not only is he a scientist of world renown, but he is the scientist and the doctor who led the effort after 9/11. He was the chief medical advisor for first responders who responded to the World Trade Center disaster, and he led the study that researched what effect that work had on their health. So he knows more than anybody what the science tells us. And we're also going to hear from firefighters themselves and family members who have lost their husbands to cancer and did not get the death benefits, the health benefits, the medical coverage that they deserve and are really, really struggling. So that's what we're going to hear today. I really hope people tune in and listen. The public hearing starts at 10 a.m. And this is, again, this is something that 35 other states do. It's not a novel concept. It's just about doing the right thing for the very brave men and women who literally risk their lives every day to protect our health and safety.
All right. And that'll be available via Zoom, I'm assuming, then, for people to watch?
Yes, and it's live streamed, I think, on YouTube and CTN Network.
All right. You know, it's interesting you mentioned this to me off air. We were talking asked the First Selectman Show last week about the tree trimming on 95, the trees wiped out along between exits 3 and 4. Tell us about that, a bill you're proposing.
Yeah, so there has been extensive tree trimming. We actually had a long meeting with the Department of Transportation and Commissioner Joe Giuletti and his team to understand what was going on. There are layers of complication. First of all, it's not just the Department of Transportation. It's actually Metro North that has been clearing trees because of trees and limbs falling on the train tracks, causing power outages and shutting down service. So there's some level of legitimate tree trimming. What I'm trying to determine, and I introduced a bill for this effect, what I'm trying to determine is can we create a set of written policies so that it's not just, somebody decides, oh, that tree looks bad, or I'm just going to clear cut a swath of 40 feet of trees today, an actual set of guidelines that will be adhered to. So we will know in advance what is legitimate tree cutting and what isn't, and that there's some level of accountability, because right now it's really just based on individual judgment, and we know that, once trees are taken down, you can't just pop trees back in there. It takes decades for them to grow. So we want to preserve our environmental integrity. Obviously, we are all in favor of safety, and safety for, riders on the train, and we don't want to do anything that will impede service. So I'm just trying to create a set of written guidelines so that there's some level of accountability and an environmental, sensibility for this process.
All right, and then finally, soil health. Looking at that.
So soil health is, I was contacted by Denise Savageau, who used to be the Conservation Commissioner of Greenwich for many years. She's a great environmentalist and has deep, deep knowledge, and she's part of something called the Conservation Partnership in Connecticut, which meets regularly with departments like DEEP, the Department of Environmental Protection. Really, all this is updating our current law to require that soil health be considered in all the discussions and policies around water conservation. We know that water falls onto ground and it percolates through the soil and then into our rivers and other water sources. So it is really critical that soil health be recognized as a foundational factor because whatever is on the soil, if people are spraying, pesticides or fungicides or putting too much fertilizer on soil, that leaches into the water. And that causes tremendous problems in the water supply and the water quality. So all of these environmental components are interrelated and integrated. We just have to make sure that our law and our policies recognize that.
All right. State Senator Alexandra Castro of Greenwich, good to talk to you again, Senator. And we'll talk again this month. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jenny.
Take care. And that's State Senator Alexandra Castor joins us the third Thursday of each month. And next Thursday at this time, it'll be State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich.